It's the crack of dawn in Juba, and tailor Simpija Ben is already sitting behind his tailoring machine, working on a colorful African dress, commonly known as kitenge. Ben says he is racing against time to finish sewing his customers' garments before Christmas Day, Sunday.
People put me on pressure. You know, if you have more clothes for customers, people putting you on pressure, they come, I want my clothes. You didn't finish, you have more customers at the end. You have to work hard day and night to finish these clothes. Then they take them.
Ben says he sleeps only 3 hours a night as he works overtime to meet his customers' demands. Ben says while it is a hectic time, tailors make more money at Christmas time than any other time of the year.
This is our time for tailors. You know, sometimes we are not working, but this is our season, December season. Then we shall wait for Easter next year.
Ben says he sews up to 12 garments a day this time of year, most of which are African fabrics, known as kitenge, and other materials imported mostly from Turkey. Juba tailor Betty Ropana says she too is under pressure to finish her work.
In the beginning, there were not many people, but now there are people who come to you and say, make my clothes quickly, when the time has already gone. So what we do is that we just work and try our best like that. But at the end of this month, there will be no people. It will be all the people who went to mend their clothes.
To make up for the rest of the year when business is slow, Ropana says her services are now based on people who pay cash rather than taking clients on a first-come, first-served basis.
There are some people who come and tell you to sew their clothes quickly. She may give you a deadline of 2 days or 1 day. If the person pays cash, we make it for her 1 day. But if the person has not paid, we tell her to come after 2 days or 3 days. But now that the time is over, we tell people that there is no time.
Ropana says sometimes customers become annoyed and argue with tailors when there are some design mistakes. When that happens, Ropana says tailors under certain conditions will pay customers some compensation for their clothes. Juba resident Nibol Kwal bought African fabric from a tailor to make a dress. She says despite the pressure she put on the tailor, she has not received the dress.
I'll not pay money. I'll buy new ones. Actually, maybe she's busy.
Kwal says the fabric she intended to make a dress out of has been with the tailor for the last week. While the pressure is on this week, most of the tailors we talk to say their customers will receive their garments in time for Christmas. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.